From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Negotiators reportedly are making progress on a deal to extend tax cuts expiring this month. Meanwhile, President Obama is pressing his case on the road. At a community college in Winston-Salem, North Carolina today, he said he was willing to compromise with Republicans on tax cuts in order to protect working families.
We've got to make sure that we're coming up with a solution, even if it's not 100% of what I want or what the Republicans want.
The GOP wants to see Bush-era tax cut extensions for the wealthy rather than only for households making under $250,000, as President Obama wants. Attorney General Eric Holder is offering more details on the criminal investigation of the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks, which has allegedly released mounds of classified data in recent months without U.S. authorization. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the Justice Department will use many laws already on the books.
Prosecutors and FBI agents are investigating whether any criminal charges can be brought in connection with the release of secret U.S. cables by the website WikiLeaks. Several members of Congress have proposed legislation that would expand the World War I-era Espionage Act. Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department is taking a broader view.
People would be have a misimpression if the only statute you think that we are looking at is the Espionage Act. That is certainly something that might play a role, but there are other statutes, other tools that we have at our disposal.
Holder didn't give a timetable for the WikiLeaks investigation. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
NATO officials in Afghanistan say they are investigating whether a British soldier was killed in a possible friendly fire incident in Helmand Province. NPR's Corey Flintoff in Kabul reports are looking into the possibility that the soldier was hit by fire from an American warplane.
Britain's Ministry of Defense confirmed the investigation into the death of a British paratrooper on Sunday. Officials said the soldier's unit was attacking an insurgent position and called in a close airstrike on the target. They said it's not clear at this point whether the soldier was hit by enemy fire or by fire from the attacking aircraft. In separate reports, NATO said today that two more international troops were killed in fighting with insurgents in southern Afghanistan. So far this month, 9 NATO troops have been killed in the Afghan war. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
Israel stands a prime suspect in the country's deadliest fire as a 14-year-old boy. They've arrested the teenager who allegedly confessed to smoking in the forest last Thursday and throwing some burning coals into an open area. Police say a fire erupted and ended up claiming at least 42 lives. The Dow is up 2 points at 11,385. This is NPR. Starting today, you can not only use Google as your search engine, you can also buy books from Google. The internet giant opens its long-awaited e-book store today. It's a direct challenge to Amazon, which until now has dominated the digital book market. More on this from NPR's Lynn Neary.
For the most part, publishers and booksellers are welcoming Google's entry into the digital book market. By cutting deals that will give publishers a good price, Google is entering the bookselling business with some 3 million titles, including newly released bestsellers. It's also allowing independent bookstores to sell Google ebooks from their own websites. That gives these traditional brick-and-mortar stores a new weapon to fight back Amazon's dominance of the ebook market. Consumers may be attracted to the convenience of the new service. Google eBooks can be downloaded to any digital reading device, from mobile phones to tablets. The only exception? Amazon's Kindle. Google still has to win federal court approval of a settlement that would also allow it to publish millions more out-of-print titles. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
The Justice Department is claiming success from what it describes as the first national operation targeting a broad range of investment fraud schemes. Attorney General Eric Holder said today the crackdown, dubbed Operation Broken Trust, led to cases against more than 300 alleged criminals and involved more than $8 billion in losses. Holder says the operation lasted about 3.5 months. Here's the latest from Wall Street. Dow's down 2 points at 11,380. NASDAQ up slightly at 2,593. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.